You're listening to SBS News.
Hong Kong protesters are calling on the United States for help as demonstrations in the city enter their 15th week. Thousands of pro-democracy protesters have marched to the US consulate in Hong Kong, chanting for President Donald Trump to help them liberate the city. March organiser Panzer Chen says they need international help to become a democratic Hong Kong.
Hong Kong is the forefront of the battle against the totalitarian regime of China. And this is the forefront of the free world. Please support us. Please support us in our fight.
The protesters urged the United States to pass a bill which would enforce sanctions on Hong Kong and on any Chinese officials found to be suppressing democratic and human rights in the city.
We stand here, gather here today to support the passing of the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act so as to guarantee our democratic autonomy in Hong Kong.
It's a sentiment shared by fellow 23-year-old protester Fung.
I hope the US can pass the Human Rights and Democracy Act so Hong Kong can have a real election to elect the Chief Executive and Legislative Council, which should have been implemented in 2007 and 2008 as promised in the Sino-British Joint Declaration.
The protest comes just days after US Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer released a statement on Twitter about the unrest. Mr. Schumer's tweet declared passing legislation addressing China's actions in Hong Kong would be a priority when Congress resumes.
China's tightening grip around Hong Kong to strangle democracy is a desperate act of a brutal authoritarian regime. For months now, the people of Hong Kong have taken to the streets to stand up for their democratic rights. The American people must continue to stand with them.
While the latest protests started peacefully, it soon escalated with riot police firing tear gas at pro-democracy demonstrators and several people being detained. Many in Hong Kong's Special Administrative Region had hoped the clashes would stop after Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, formally withdrew the controversial extradition bill which sparked the protests. Head of Hong Kong's Chinese Middle Schools Association, Wong Fung Yi, is calling for calm and unity in the city.
Only by ending violence and chaos can we maintain prosperity, peace and sustain our living standards. We must make our voice for the better and prosperous future be heard, so we must work together to achieve the goal.
Demonstrations are set to continue with protesters calling for Hong Kong's democratic freedom from mainland China to be upheld. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.